I want you to think with me for a moment of a pendulum that tends to swing back and forth, and to think of the pendulum in terms of doctrine and experience. Christian doctrine, Christian experience. And as the pendulum swings back and forth, it swings at its fastest in the middle of that pendulum swing, which is why it's very difficult sometimes to keep the right balance and the right proportion between those two vital truths, Christian doctrine, Christian experience. We've read in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, a chapter that is a chapter of Christian doctrine and a chapter of Christian experience. If you think of the verses 5 to 10 tonight, for example, in terms of experience, the challenge tonight of the verses to me and to you, as Paul writes of the Thessalonians, our gospel did not come to you in word only. In your experience, has the gospel come to you? Not in word only, but in power, in the Holy Spirit, and in much assurance. In verse 6, Paul can write of them receiving the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Spirit. Have you received the word of God? Though there may be affliction and difficulty, with joy of the Holy Spirit. Verse 7, the Thessalonians became examples to all in Macedonia and Achaia, the areas around, who believe. In your experience, has there been such a transformation in your life that other people looking on can see something of an example of what it means to be a Christian as you live out your life before men and women? Verse 8, from them the word of the Lord sounded forth. Is the word of the Lord sounding forth from you, from us, from this place? Verse 9, how they turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God. Have you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God? Are you waiting for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus? Has Jesus delivered you from the wrath to come? So there is a lot there about Christian experience. But of course, there's also in these verses a lot about Christian doctrine. Who is the God to whom they turned? The living and the true God. Who is that God, the God of whom we've just sung, one in three and three in one? In this chapter, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. One God in three persons. Every other God is a false God, an idol. This is the God of the Bible we are to worship. But how can we know him? How can we understand who this God is? Well, we do that as we find him revealed in his word, as he speaks to us in his truth. The gospel that they heard, what is that gospel? Why is the substitutionary atoning death of Jesus Christ so important? Why is his suffering a penal substitution that he delivers us from the wrath to come? The truth of the atonement of Jesus Christ is at the heart of the gospel. Who Jesus Christ indeed is, God's Son, the one who ascended into heaven after he completed his mission to rescue lost men and women. The Savior who is coming again, Paul says. We are waiting for his Son from heaven, whom God raised from the dead. The truth of the deity and the humanity of Jesus Christ. One person with two natures, God and man. True God, true man, ever united now in one person. So you can see what Paul writes to them in terms of Christian experience and Christian doctrine. Those two things are vitally linked. But the danger with the pendulum as it swings back and forth is because it swings at its fastest in the middle and it tends to be stationary at its extremes, there's always this danger. Some get stuck in the area only of Christian doctrine. They're very concerned about Christian doctrine. But the danger is lose sight of Christian experience. Some are very concerned about experience. They want to experience something, want to feel something. The danger at that end of the pendulum is to lose sight of Christian doctrine. So a right balance, Christian doctrine, Christian experience. Let's think first of the vital significance. Why is this important? Well, to have right thoughts of God and to confess right truths about God, about Jesus Christ, about the Holy Spirit is an important part of what it means to be a Christian. Down through the ages, God's people have sought to express what they believe, what the truth is, carefully, thoughtfully, seriously. The Apostles' Creed, the Nicene Creed, the Athanasian Creed, the Westminster Confession of 1643, the Savoy Declaration of 1658, the Baptist Confession, 1689. Why did people want to be concerned about expressing exactly what they believe? Why in the foyer of the church do we have the Fellowship of Independent Evangelical Churches, a statement of faith? All the churches who belong to that fellowship, what do they believe? Why is it important? Well, because to have your head straight in understanding and your lips accurate in confession is vital. Some so concerned about experience have reacted against the idea of confessional Christianity. Have said, well, it doesn't matter what your head thinks, what your lips confess. As long as you experience something, as long as you feel something, that's all that matters. It's experience that matters. Doctrine is as dry as dust. Don't worry us, don't trouble us with doctrine. Well, you can see in this chapter, Paul counteracts that. He says there is a vital significance here. The truth of what a person believes and understands and confesses is vital for true living Christianity. At the work of creation, when God formed out of the dust of the earth the first human being, God created a body. And then we read of God breathing into Adam's nostril the breath of life, and the man became a living soul, a living creature, a living being. I sometimes think and liken that to the idea of the body of Christian doctrine. Yes, that is important. Paul writes to Timothy, "Hold fast the pattern of sound words which you have heard from me." But for the body to be a living being, God had to breathe into it. There's something wrong with a body that has no life. You want the pulsing, throbbing breath of life in the body. So yes, there must be a body, but there must also be that breath of soul of experience, the breath of life. But you abandon Christian truth, what happens? You have all sorts of fanaticism and aberrations and departures from the